Since marijuana became legal for adults in Colorado, Alicia Miller has been getting a lot of questions from employees at Aspen Valley Hospital.
People have asked more questions, definitely, so which is a good thing. It's just good to know, you know, how to notify people, what to look for.
Miller is the human resources director, and she says the hospital's policy regarding drug use has not changed because marijuana is still illegal under federal law. The hospital's 400 employees, the nurses, administrators, and even cafeteria workers get a drug screening when they're hired, and the hospital will order a test for cause.
So if somebody appeared impaired showed any type of impairment, red eyes potentially, or just judgment issues, where we had concerns of any type.
Now hospitals in Colorado are considering implementing random drug testing. AVH doesn't plan to follow suit.
I've really seen probably, maybe three different kind of types of employers that I'm seeing, or at least types of responses.
Kimberly Ryan is a Denver attorney specializing in employment and civil rights. Many of her clients have been fired for violating drug policies at their jobs. Even now that marijuana is legal, she says a number of employers are keeping the same policy. Most are in a gray area, exploring what's best for their company and workers. Others are strengthening their policies.
So some of those are just entrenching, and it's almost like a backlash with those people who I think are, I'm noticing, are becoming probably more inflamed about it and maybe more aggressive with their employees.
She says Amendment 64, which legalized recreational marijuana, carries more protections for employees than the medical marijuana measure Amendment 20, which passed in 2000. As a general rule, Ryan recommends workers not test their employer's policy.
I don't think that it's really necessarily safe for someone to say, okay, I'm going to use it on Friday night, knowing that my employer has a very strict zero tolerance policy. Because really, at this point, while I believe that the law recognizes their constitutional rights to do this, they still would probably have to establish that by filing a lawsuit against their employer when they get fired.
One large statewide employer, the Colorado Department of Transportation, is responding to Legal Pot by tweaking its employee drug and alcohol policy. Nancy Shanks is a CDOT communications manager.
There might be some minor changes in language, but the core policy fundamentals will stay the same.
So-called safety-sensitive CDOT employees like snowplow drivers are subject to a host of drug screenings, including pre-employment, random, post-accident, and possibly follow-up tests. Desk job workers face reasonable suspicion testing. Shanks says the new law brings up new questions.
Well, it's like, what constitutes reasonable suspicion? You know, what does that look like now for someone who is impaired by marijuana versus somebody who is visibly drunk? You know, I think it's just a new territory for many employers.
The Aspen Skiing Company is one of the Valley's biggest employers, with 600 year-round workers and 150 summer employees. Spokesman Jeff Hanley says the company's drug and alcohol policy hasn't changed. There are random pre-employment drug tests and post-accident screenings.
Really what it's about is looking for impairment on the job. So we have and still do use the U.S. Department of Transportation thresholds for impairment, and that's across the board. That's alcohol, marijuana, whatever drug you have.
Last year, a Colorado appeals court ruled employees who use medical marijuana can be fired, even if they're not impaired on the job. Now the state Supreme Court is reviewing the case called Coates versus Dish Network. The court's decision, which could be precedent-setting, is expected later this year. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.